How damning is it for cricket in general that the players standing accused, and as you say, they've been released on bail, they're not young players, but these are experienced players, and indeed in Srisant, this is a man who's played international cricket and indeed has won a World Cup. How damning is that for the game?
I think it is hugely damning when a double World Cup winner, because he's a winner of a 2020 World Cup along with a 50-over World Cup, Srisant, when someone like that resorts to spot fixing, then you can't just pass it off as greed. I think it's got to be passed off as something which is seriously wrong. I would like to believe it's not endemic, but I clearly think that there is a problem. I think there is a problem because there is a lack of due diligence. I think there is a problem because the game itself has sort of exploded so quickly that there's been little time for people to even stand and take a pause as to, you know, how do you mentor young players? How do you create an environment where fixing of any kind is unacceptable? How do you ensure life bans? You know, the fact is that there are players who have been accused in the past of fixing who have got their way back into the game in some form or the other. And I think the subcontinent in particular, India and Pakistan, need to take a hard look at what are they going to do in future to ensure conviction. This, I think only if cricketers spend an extended period in jail for fixing, will you actually have a severe enough deterrent. Otherwise, there are players out there who perhaps believe that the laws are weak enough for them to be back on a cricket field within a year.
And finally, Rajiv, I'd like your view on this, because it's something I get asked quite a lot, is what is your view on whether legalising betting in India is that one way that would possibly help prevent future controversies such as this one from even occurring, or certainly of the magnitude of this one?
Look, I think the whole debate over legalising betting is a complex and controversial one. At one level, yes, I think we need to end the hypocrisy that betting doesn't take place in cricket matches, and the fact is that because we do not have a proper legal architecture under which you can have legalized betting, that's why it's gone underground, and you've got the underworld also allegedly involved in it. So I think you need to seriously look at, can you legalize betting in India in a way that it's done through a proper regulatory framework? I don't think legalizing betting should be an open license to anyone and everyone to bet. I think you need to create an environment where betting can take place, as it does in England, for example, in a fairly liberal but regulated framework. I think the challenge is that. So I would support legalizing betting, but I don't think that's going to be the only way out, because if you legalize betting, are you going to be able to stop the underworld in some way from carrying out their other operations in cricket? I don't know. So it's an open question whether betting alone, whether legalizing betting alone will fix the problem. But I think it can generate revenues as well as at least make the process more transparent. What is opaque today, what is underground today, some of it will come overground. And I'd like to believe it is a step forward, provided it's done in a regulated framework. So it doesn't become just an open license to anyone and everyone to come in and bet.